Everything is temporary. Emotions, thoughts, people, and scenery. Do not become attached. Just flow with it. I'm not sure who to attribute this anonymous quote to, but it's a powerful one and one that I considered as I was deciding my 2020 Word of the Year goal. For the past several episodes of The Pitch, we have been exploring the words that have made an impact in my life and on my career. Once you have identified your word of the year, tell the world about it. Before you freak out about the idea of proclaiming your word, at minimum, you want to tell a friend, colleague, or family member. When you proclaim a goal's intention publicly, it is more likely to come to fruition than if you keep it a secret. The pitch challenge today, once you pinpoint your word of the year, proclaim your word publicly. It's always scary putting yourself out there, but it's that small step that will be the strongest motivator to bring about the change you are seeking. It also adds a level of accountability to your progress. If you proclaim an intention to change or do something, others will ask at some point, how is it going? Or at least you will anticipate this question. So that's a built-in motivator. I make it a habit to proclaim my word of the year on social media. I usually announce my word goal on the first day of the year with a picture that I feel fits the intention and the reason behind why I chose it. I do this for myself and to engage my friends who over the years have joined me in this one word goal journey. I also enjoy looking back at my posts to see how these words have ultimately shaped who I have become today and how they continue to be part of my life. In 2020, I proclaimed my word to be detached. Here's what I posted on social media about my word goal on January 1st, 2020. It was fitting that I was completely alone for New Year's Eve because my word for 2020 is detach. I want to stop forcing relationships, agendas, and goals and be at peace with detaching from people, places, and things that aren't meant for me. What is your word of intention for the new year? Who knew the entire world would be detaching with me due to the pandemic? A word of caution, choose your words carefully. They are powerful. I learned the most about myself in 2020 with the word detach and was forced into true circumstantial detachment from the people, places, and things that were no longer serving me.